Hello, nice to meet you.
So, if you can relive high school, what would you do differently?
I have to think about that a little bit. Actually, there was this one time I feel that I could have done something different. So, I think mainly the one thing I would do differently is try harder my senior year in regards to swimming, because during my last year, well, my senior year, I was kind of like, I'm over this. I just want to graduate and get out and go to college. And I didn't really put much emphasis on my swimming because, I knew I was good and I could have done better. And I would have tried hard. I feel like I would have been scouted. I would have gone like a full ride to a different college. And I would have been swimming throughout my college career.
Do you still like swimming now?
Definitely. I don't have time for it, but whenever I do get a chance to, I try to go jump into the pool. It's my passion.
Is there a pool nearby? Yeah.
Yes, there is. There's one that's about 5 minute walk away at our school gym.
What position do you like, swimming and everything?
It's a love-hate relationship with the butterfly stroke, if that's what you're referring to. I love it because, not many people can do it. I hate it because, it's tiring. But, I know I have my form, and I know I just don't have the endurance anymore, but
How'd you get started swimming?
I believe I started taking classes when I was 5. My mama put me in classes. And from there, it's just history.
Like, did you start swimming?
Well, 5 years old, what was that, like kindergarten? I believe, something like that.
Were you in a team?
In high school, yes. I was joined my sophomore year up until my senior year, I was on swim team.
Did you have to try out?
Yes, but for me, it was a little different. It was kind of an accident.
How was it an accident?
I remember going in after freshman year. They were like, "Oh, what classes are you interested in taking next year?" And I told them, "Well, I'm interested in trying out for swimming." And she's like, "Okay." So my counselor just kind of like put everything else together, my schedule, and then I come the next semester, and I see that swimming's on my schedule, and I was like, "Wait, I never tried out." So I go to the teacher anyway, the coach, and I tell her, I'm just like, swimming's on my schedule, but I never tried out. And she looks at me, she's like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Well, do you know how to swim?" I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Can you swim across the pool?" I'm like, "Yes." She's like, "Okay, you're on the team." I was like, "Well, okay then, thanks." And that was pretty much it. And then it's history. So she told me, well, the first day I swim, like at the pool practice, they put me in, well, we were separated into bronze, silver, and gold, depending on your level of swimming. And so she put me in bronze because she had never seen me swim, because obviously I never went to practice, the tryouts. And then, since then, she had never seen me swim, she put me in bronze. And then, after a few, like, laps, a few, warm-up laps, she's like, "Wait, you're better than bronze." So she moved me up to silver. And after a few days, or maybe, yeah, like about a few days of practicing, we started doing, like, specialty strokes. Like, the breaststroke, butterfly, backstroke, freestyle. And when we were doing the butterfly as part of practice, the other coach was like, "Hey, you're good at butterfly. You know what? You can be a flyer." And I was like, "Okay." Back then I was like, "Oh, okay." I didn't know what it really was. And then after that, it just became my stroke. Like, they just kept pushing me and pushing me to do butterfly. That, like, when eventually we would split up depending on our specialty stroke. So the freestyles would go together, the breaststroke would practice together, the backstroke together, and then the flyers together. And eventually, I started practicing with the flyers. So all we would do was just swim laps and laps, and who knows how many laps of butterfly.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made.